Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, listeners. It's Nug Nargang here. Just wanted to let you know that Illusionoid now has a Patreon account. We want to continue to grow our audience, and with your support, we can provide more content, offer exclusive merchandise, advertise our podcast to new listeners, and cover our monthly operating costs. You can donate as little as $1 a month to help us reach our goal. For more than a dollar, you can get your name read in the credits, you can get some cool swag, you can title an episode, and even create a character for us to use. Check out patreon.com/illusionoid for all the information and goodies you can get by being a supporter. That's patreon.com/illusionoid. Thanks.
Our final podcast is something that is kind of out of this world. How do you feel about improv?
Improv?
Yes.
I love it as long as I'm not on stage.
Fair enough. Improv and audio go very well together. You think that with audio you can kind of create almost anything.
Yeah.
Worlds that don't exist, worlds that might exist, worlds that do exist. So you could have something as complicated as life in outer space, and that would be incredibly expensive to make on television with audio, a few sound effects. Ta-da,
you can do it.
Think of something like Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yes.
Which was a brilliant radio drama and kind of changed how people thought of what sound and space could be.
Before it was anything else.
Yes.
Before it was a book or a movie. It started as a radio drama. Well, we actually have a Canadian sci-fi show for you tonight. Joining us now are Paul Bates, Lee Smart, and Nug Nargang, and they are joined by musician and sound effects wizard, Chris New. So please welcome Illusionoid.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are Illusionoid. Let's hear from Matt Galloway and Lindsay Michael down there, right? Hosting this up! First live show ever! You guys are doing okay. No, you're doing fantastically. My name is Lee Smart.
I'm Paul Bates.
I'm Nug Nargang.
And we are Illusionoid. So as you heard from our lovely hosts, we are going to do a live improvised science fiction podcast for you right now, on the spot. We've never done this before. Ever. We're just tapping into our collected understanding and deep knowledge of tropes of science fiction to create that for you. So we're going to get a couple of ASPORs, which is what we do. Who's seen improv before? Anybody? Show of hands.
Oh,
yes.
Man.
Lenrick?
That's
yeah,
a
you've seen improv,
dozen.
Right?
That's
Lindsay?
Great.
Yes.
Dozen.
So
yeah.
We get ASPORs from the audience, and we use those as the seeds for our podcast, our improv. So what is your favorite planet? It could be in the solar system, but it could also be outside the solar system, given all the M-class planets. What? Which Leonard, what'd you say?
B-16.
He said B-16.
Yeah. Oh, hit.
Hit. Oh, wait.
Sunk my spaceship.
This is not Battleship, is it?
Oh, sorry.
Right. Oh, okay. All right. So B-16, I'm gonna take your word for it. That's a planet because I have no idea.
All right.
B-16. And B-16. What is a precious object or a precious thing?
In your life.
Yeah, that you...
Steve Buscemi's mangled face.
Oh, wow.
A mangled
right.
face.
Way
that's,
to go. You did it. That's awesome.
The, yeah. the
that's
mangled
perfect.
Face.
Yeah. So this this podcast, this science fiction deep space podcast is called The Mangled Face of B-16's Steve Buscemi's face.
Yeah, I guess. The mangled face of B-16.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm on board.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. So it starts, our podcast always starts like this. So listen, here's the premise. We're going to set it up for you, all right? Here we go. In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear could change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Hear me! Hear me, people of the past! It is I, the last man in the universe, transmitting to you on a frequency known only to your time radio. Thank you for purchasing one. It shows great foresight, for your race is doomed! Here is a dire warning, which aforementioned I'm going to do right now. In your far future, a doomed space mission to the poisonous, gaseous planet of B-16, the general region of which escapes me. Humanity seeks its last hope, the mangled face of Steve Buscemi. How was it mangled? We'll soon find out!
Captain, we've touched down on B-16. It's hard that it's all gaseous, but we managed to find one place to land the ship.
Excellent, excellent. Floating islands. Well, thank you, First Officer. You've done a great job.
Oh, it's my only job, sir, landing the plane.
Well,
landing the spaceship is the only thing I do. I don't help on takeoff. I don't help with the excursion out there, but good luck. I landed the ship.
All right, well, thank you. Thank you. You can rest now. You can go back to your quarters.
Oh, thank God.
You got some time off. All right, Science Officer.
Yes, Captain.
We're going to have to make our way down to the surface and begin our mission. Do we have everything we need?
Yes, checking right now. I have my visors.
Good.
Gas readers.
Yeah.
Homing beacon.
Uh-huh.
Picture of my newborn child. Would you like to see it?
No, thank you.
Take a look.
Yeah. That's a baby. Yeah.
Wow. Uh-huh. I guess I know we can trust each other down
yes,
there.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
There's one thing I haven't told you.
Well, this is hardly the time to make a disclosure. We're on the cusp of an incredibly dangerous mission down to an uncharted planet to find the mangled face of humanity's last hope, but go ahead.
I've picked up some extra life readings.
Extra, as in additional to the ones you already had, or?
Well, I was expecting to count three.
Us, yeah, you, me.
Yes, and the gentleman who lands the ship.
Oh, yes.
Sorry, am I needed?
Well, yeah, we're just discussing you.
Because the ship's already landed.
Yes, so understood.
I'm just going
to
head
back to your
my
quarters.
Corner.
Yeah, and just keep your quarters door closed as you're vaping in there, okay?
Sure.
Okay, good, thank you. Extra life readings, you say?
Something is down there guarding our prize. I assume the life reading can't be coming from the mangled face of Steve Buscemi, because that face is badly mangled.
Exactly, and it was secreted onto this uncharted planet by some mysterious alien civilization. Bring up the readings, let me have a look.
Okay, let me just type some keys on the keypad. Oh! Will that do?
Yeah, that's good. That's great. The image is a little grainy. This is like the monitor from one of those 1980s computers. It's all green and white.
Wait, you just have to do this to it.
Huh? Oh, perfect. Yeah. That's nice. Wow, that's like virtual reality.
It's
now.
4K.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's a little dated. It's a 4K.
Yeah, 4K. Yeah, okay. I see what you mean. Right in the region of the where the homing beacon is that we sent down.
There it is. The casket, the final resting place of Steve Buscemi's face.
Yeah. Well,
they say it died with a smile on its face. But who could tell, really?
No, that's right. So mangled, so mangled. His grimace was indistinguishable from his smile, it's true.
It was his acting gift.
It was.
Was he happy? Was he sad?
That was his curse and his blessing.
Boardwalk Empire.
Boardwalk what?
Empire.
Oh, I love that show.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Well.
Oh my gosh. Something. Wait, hold on. Let me check the readings.
Yeah.
Yep, something's outside.
Something's outside.
Something's outside the ship.
All right, put on the external speaker. I'm going to make an announcement.
Okay. Here we go. You're on.
Whoever or whatever you are, this is the USSM spaceship Carruthers. We're on a peaceful mission. That should do it,
so
right?
So far, yeah, great. Yeah,
that should that do should, it.
It stopped. The docking stopped. Oh, no.
Whoever or whatever you are, stay where you are. We will meet you in the airlock. We promise not to bring any phase disruption weapons with us.
Captain, you're putting a lot of trust in whatever's out there.
Hey, we didn't come this far to distrust each other, did we?
You're right.
still a little sore about what you think of my baby.
You know, we learned.
Beautiful. I think he's beautiful.
It's all a matter of perspective, right?
Okay.
And babies change so much in the first year.
Yes, but you know, they're supposed to look like the father with the first born.
Oh. Jesus Christ. Okay. Alien entity. Is the speaker on?
I don't know. Hold on. Let me just do this to the keypad. You're on.
Okay.
Yep.
Alien entity, we will be out there. Please hold your position.
Okay.
All right.
Let's get the gas suits on.
All right, gas suits. Oh, man, every time I see these gas suits, I remember our first adventure.
Oh, boy. Initiation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That hazing that we did.
Oh, God.
It was just the two of us.
Oh, they tied the neck of my gas suit to the end of yours.
Yeah, to the bottom of mine.
Oh.
Right.
We were
remember
a human,
that?
We were a human centipede of gas suits.
It was a lot of fun, but quite traumatic at the same time.
Well, we got to know each other really well.
And, as a result, trust each other so deeply.
Yes.
All right.
They're on.
Okay. Let's open that hatch.
And it's open.
There we go. I love these modern hatches.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yes. As soon as we added ball bearings, everything changed.
It's true.
Who dares land on B-16?
Who or what is it? It's some sort of gaseous thing. I'm going to get my tricorder out.
All right.
Let me just do some. It has a bell on it.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Well,
your readings are correct. I wear a bell.
Do you want bell thing?
It's B thing.
Oh, the B stands for bell.
Bell? This is planet B-16.
It's known as Bell 16 around here.
Bell 16.
But you earthlings shorten it because Bell's just far too long for you to say.
It's hard to pronounce.
Of course.
Use an emoji!
This makes perfect sense. This planet, according to my calculations, is 594 light years from Earth. That corresponds exactly with Alexander Graham Bell's first telephone transmission.
Yes, and we've been hearing you ever since.
There's been some embarrassing conversations,
just
I'm sorry.
Just a lot of garbage.
Yeah.
Transmitted our way. For what reason? We never asked.
Yeah, we should have had it on mute. I'm so sorry.
We just thought someone out there would like to know.
Oh, we know so much about you now. All your secrets. All your garbage. We know so much about you. And then you litter on our planet by leaving the mangled face of Steve Buscemi here.
But we just want it back.
Please.
Take it.
Really?
Take it, please. Take it. We do not want this horrifying thing on our planet. But I must warn you, it is guarded by a fierce creature.
You're not talking about...
Yes.
Yossi Yeznik.
Accidentally transported here on one of your spaceships, Yossi Yeznik, Dance Master, has guarded Steve Buscemi's mangled face for an eternity!
He was history's most sexual dancer!
And he's here!
You remember what I said about not bringing phase disruptors? I lied.
Oh, good. Shoot him.
I'm going to shoot you.
What?
Aim around the bell.
Ah, why? When I helped you. Yossi Yeznik will get you for this.
Oh, well, he sure took a piece of human diplomacy, didn't he?
He sure did.
Let's get to that, wherever he specifies.
Oh, yeah. You know what I...
It's just to the left.
I
didn't get a chance to say, but I'm saying now.
Die!
Ah! Oh, he poked me with his gun.
I'm beginning to have second thoughts about recovering this mask or this face of Steve Buscemi. If it's caused such strife and anguish on this planet, what are we opening up ourselves for to bring it back to Earth at this point?
Perhaps it's found a better place here on B-16. There's only one way to find out. Confront Yeznik.
All right. Just let me reload my phase disruptor.
Something tells me where we're going, we're not going to need it. We're going to need a whole different kind of phase disruptor. Our hips.
Oh, you're right. How are you with your samba?
It's been a while. My knee fell off the other day, so I'm not sure how I'm going to do, but I'll do my best.
Well, there he is now. Stalking towards us in the distance. Actually, he's loping in this direction with a sultry, long-legged walk.
And wearing the mangled face of Steve Buscemi.
Like a trophy.
Hello, I am Yossi Yeznik. Perhaps you've come to retrieve this, a mangled face.
God, even with the face, he's somehow more attractive.
Dance kick. Ha!
Oh!
Oh! Ow!
Right in the thruster pack.
Dance slap.
Ah! Oh! Yossi, whatever our needs, your needs with that face seem far greater. Tell us, are you happy here?
How could I be? How could I be happy here wearing the mangled face of Steve Buscemi on a planet so far away from my home when I had many, many dance competitions to enter and I never entered one?
I can take you back.
You could?
Yes, we actually might have an opening on board for a guy who lands the ship.
I have a resume.
Oh.
I've been praying for a job that says shiplander needed some dance required.
I'll tell you right now, those hips are all the resume we need.
If you can land a ship half as well as you can land a triple Lutz. I don't know if that's a dance term.
It's a skating term, but I accept.
Right. It's a camel toe.
Take me with
back
to Earth.
Something, yes.
Perhaps I can be reunited with my lost love.
Well, perhaps.
Vanessa Smythe of The Spoke?
Yes, I've heard her podcast. It gets beamed up here to B16.
That's why we sent those messages.
Then come aboard.
Take me with you.
Come aboard, Yossi.
Here's the face.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What are you doing with it?
We're going to encase it in Lucite.
Oh, smart.
Yeah, thank you.
Not before taking turns wearing it.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I got to say, it's a lot of fun.
It's a long trip.
Take me with you back to Earth.
We will. Have to make you promise something, though. That you won't find the people on Earth below your station. Think of yourself as some kind of superhuman and attempt to rule them all.
Why, that thought never crossed my mind until you brought it up.
Damn.
You just gotta stop asking people that question.
I know, it's my standard question. It's my standard ask for.
I'm picking up some new readings.
What are those?
I think your shiplander is trying to start the ship.
You know what? I think it's flooded. I think I flooded the warp engine on the
way
down.
Are we trapped here forever?
I think we are.
Oh, my goodness. Well, dibs on the face.
It's yours to keep. I've worn it for too long.
Well, I guess a lifetime, nay, an eternity, dancing on a gaseous planet. I can imagine worse fates. No, actually, I can't. No.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
That's it.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Illusionoid!
Chris New on the keys and sound effects. Thanks so much, everybody.
Thank you.
The Mangled Face of Steve Buscemi of B16. Improvised by Illusionoid. Starring Paul Bates, Lee Smart, and Nug Nargang. Live music and sound effects by Chris New. Recorded live at the Hot Docs Ted Rogers Cinema in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, June 15th, 2017. Special thanks to CBC Radio and Podcast Playlist for recording this show. To hear the entire episode featuring many more amazing podcasts, check out episode 96 of Podcast Playlist. Thanks to our Patreon donors for making today's show possible. Specifically, thanks to the following donors: Daniel Blake, Jeff Kincannon, Anne Nunnally, Kelly Zellen, David, unknown last name, and the Terrible Warriors Podcast. Go give them a listen. To have your name mentioned in our Hall of Fame, or to reap the many other benefits of being a patron, go to patreon.com/illusionoid. You can listen to Illusionoid, and now you can wear Illusionoid. Get an Illusionoid t-shirt in black or green at TeePublic. That's right, the official t-shirt of the doomed future is available today. Visit teepublic.com and search for Illusionoid, or follow the link on our Facebook page. You can follow Illusionoid on both Twitter and Instagram at IllusionoidPod. One great name and two great places to follow and share our show. Illusionoid is brought to you by Antica Productions. Check out all the other podcasts on the Antica Network, such as Pick a Number with Adam Groh and Issue Zero with Fred Kennedy. And follow them both on Twitter at Pick a Number Pod and at Issue Zero Pod. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/illusionoid. Head to our iTunes page and give us a 5-star review, as higher ratings help more people find out about the show. Use Professor Carstairs' name in your review to show that you actually heard this message. Tell your friends, tell the world, and help save the future by sharing our show.
Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on
Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.